This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Sources from Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party in Myanmar said today she'd been moved this week from house arrest in the capital to an undisclosed location. Meanwhile, Friday, police dispersed protesters in Myanmar's two biggest cities, firing stun grenades, rubber bullets, and guns into the air in a crackdown on weeks of demonstrations that have challenged the army's bid to reimpose its rule. At least one person was wounded in the protest in the main city of Yangon, a witness said, and several people were hurt in a second city, Mandalay. Suu Kyi and other politicians were ousted and arrested February 1st in a takeover that shocked the international community and reversed years of slow progress toward democracy. Friday, Syria condemned U.S. airstrikes against Iran-backed militias in eastern Syria, describing them as a negative indication for the policies of the new U.S. administration. Syria's foreign ministry said the, quote, cowardly, end quote, attack is against international law, warning it would lead to an escalation in the region. The Pentagon said the targeted facilities belong to Iranian-backed militia. Thursday's strikes mark the first time President Joe Biden has authorized an attack since taking office last month. The February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former U.S. President Donald Trump. The Biden administration is set to release a congressionally mandated declassified version of an intelligence report soon that is expected to find Saudi Arabian King Salman's son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, approved the 2018 killing of Saudi dissident and American journalist Jamal Khashoggi.